Engage.
Take your Fiat and go.
We can drive out and go talk to Seb before we go. It's early in the morning. We can take the time to go talk to Seb and come back.
And if he's a farmer, he's awake. Next door.
Yeah. You want to go do that first before we dive in?
I'm just...
We can get a lay of the land, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
How close are there wooded areas to the property? Or on the property?
I mean, most of the property is wooded. So, okay. I mean, 100 yards.
Okay.
Like, there are falling trees, like, within spitting distance of the house.
How many acres did you say it was?
Is it 20?
20.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's fucking huge.
So, like heavily wooded?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the property is heavily wooded. Okay. There, it's clear through the drive and around the house, but especially the garden and even things up close to the house. It's not like it's so wooded you can't see the house.
Yeah.
But it's not a well-presented Victorian, you know, garden estate. Like, it might have been that way 20 years ago, but it's definitely overgrown as fuck.
So even in the front, up by the roads driving in, like, it's fairly heavily wooded, or is it? Like,
no,
is
it, you have some space, but not okay. a lot. Let me look and see. I think I've given you everything that you need to know now. I might be able to send you a player's map of it specifically. I didn't spend a lot of time comparing. It says it's a player's map, so I think I'm good to send it to you, and it doesn't have any weird shit on it.
No treasure chests and shit.
It was somebody who pointed out some shit for D&D the other day where they had a big-ass player's map for players to use, except they had marked every single fucking location for the campaign with a big X.
Nice.
And they're like, this is fucking useless, wizards. Like, you're kind of right if it shows them where all the secrets... And you will see there is something drawn off to the side that's weird, but even in your map, it doesn't number it. I don't think it's anything. What do you guys want to do?
Go talk to Seb.
Oh, yeah, you can go find Seb if you want. Like I said, he's got the farm right next door.
Dave, do you mind driving a bit next door to the Watkins farm?
We can do that.
Thank you, sir.
It takes some time, but you're able to find Seb Watkins.
I don't know, that Fiat's probably pretty fast.
what can I do for you?
Yes, I apologize. Harold Gallery, nice to meet you, sir.
Uh-huh. Lovely morning.
Is it? It looks like it's about to rain. Is that normal here, this time of year?
Basically, yeah.
Right. Sorry to bother you. I heard you were missing a horse, is that correct?
Yes.
Is the horse the only thing you're missing?
Yeah, why?
Just, you know, strange town, strange things. Is there a reason, perhaps, why you're so concerned about the disappearance of a horse? Perhaps it...
It's a valuable animal, sir.
Well, yes, no, of course.
A horse of a horse.
Are you quite certain perhaps it didn't just simply jump a fence and walk off? You think someone took it?
That would be the most likely answer.
Were footprints perhaps around the barn where the horse was?
No.
But you do think someone took it if there were no footprints?
Yes, no. It was grazing and never came back.
Do you know whereabouts it was grazing on your farm?
He points in a general direction that would put it towards the Fitzgerald manse.
Okay.
You know that there's a wall, so it's probably not on the property unless the wall doesn't extend entirely on the property. You know what I mean? Like, you can't drive around it, so you don't know if the wall just covers a portion of it.
Would you kindly take me to the area?
I mean, he doesn't know. He went out to where the horse usually grazes, and it wasn't there. The horse tends to graze in that direction, but he also kind of waves his hand expansively.
Did you have any enemies? Anybody with bad blood in the town or anything?
No, I mean, the Jeffersons to the North Farm don't particularly care for me, but they're not going to steal a horse.
Yes.
These animals are too valuable around here.
How well did you know Mr. Cornwith?
Met him in town a few times. Wave hi to him when he was out on a walk or something.
Strange man, put off odd vibes.
Rich man, they're all strange, aren't they?
Yes, of course they are.
I mean, he's not one of them Rockefellers.
Yes, well, he's quite close, isn't he?
He's not building tall buildings and hanging out in a big city, you know?
And at least not here.
He enjoyed the outdoors, I think.
Did he enjoy horses?
Wouldn't know.
Do you think perhaps he stole your horse?
I mean, it disappeared 2 days ago, and I think I saw in the Gazette that Cornwaite left a few weeks ago.
Fair point.
So probably not. If you don't mind, I got some animals to take care of.
Anyone? Any other questions?
That's missing horse didn't have any signs. Can you think of anything?
Is there, like, no footprints and, like, no sign of, like...
Star vampire.
Star vampires is actually a legitimate possibility.
That's absolutely fucking possibility, dude.
You missed it earlier. I said that the house was birthed, and I immediately went to some of the mythos stuff, and I was like, I don't know if any of these guys down here have read any of that, because, like, I wouldn't say houses were birthed, but kind of. I feel like I've read a Lovecraft story that was kind of like.
I've done my best not to read stuff because I hate ruining games like this. If I know the history and like I know the thing, I'm like,
there is nothing extremely Lovecraft about this.
Oh no, but that's fine. But like other games we played, you know.
Anything else anybody wants to do?
Was that a collapsed tree in the image you sent?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if that was described or not.
I mean the property is.
Yeah.
Like, it is somewhat in disrepair.
I mean, speaking of, you kind of fibbed on what was on the western side of the house.
There's no note there.
I
don't know what that's supposed to be. I would assume it's the well, maybe?
Well, there's a well, and there looks to be, like...
A pointy rock.
Another little, I don't know, almost like a grave or memorial or something.
Yes. It is on the drawing, which was why I was hesitant to send the drawing... Because I think whatever they've got there, I don't know if the artist drew, that was supposed to be the garden, and then the artist drew it there, and then they went, oh shit, it's got to be behind it, so we're just going to put the number there instead. Like, what I have described is what you've seen. The picture is possibly slightly different, but there is nothing inherently hidden that I am hiding from you.
The only thing that's not on the drawing is the shed, which you've talked about.
It's number 6 in the lower right-hand corner.
The orange thing.
It's not numbered.
It's not numbered.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's number 6 on
that. That's why I was saying it's not numbered at all.
When it didn't have numbers, like, oh, I think it's the thing on the lower right. Because when I first looked at this...
It's not weird. Yeah.
When I first looked at it, I thought the shed was...
Well, it must be fucking important,
the
then.
Thing on the left.
Kind of did too.
Well, it's interesting to me that they bothered to number all the other things except the shed.
Yeah. No, I mean, the shed was the first place I was going anyway, but, like, kind of weird they didn't number it.
Yeah.
Number 6 is the shed.
To the shed.
I am number 1. Wait,
are there more numbers higher than 6?
I am number 2.
Visually, no. There's definitely more numbers than the numbers.
Correct.
6. But
on the legend, not so much.
It's got 5 and a gap for 6 that they just didn't put in.
You could almost fit 7 and 8.
You could.
You're if not a very you good graphic designer. Font size.
Yeah, say, maybe
I can make shit fit.
Lucas puts it in 3 font.
He makes it fit. Look at what I do for you. Goes over top of the other stuff because he didn't scale it properly to make it fit. He just put it in the box.
I think you're really reaching for that.
You said, look what I do for you when I said something about making it fit.
He's reaching around a little, that's all.
Yep.
Well, you're the one who said reach around.
No. I'm reaching for it.
Would you like to go to your she shed or are you going to the house?
Let's start at the shed, please.
Okay. It is a windowless garden shed, small and wooden, with peeling grate paint. The door is slightly ajar.
but still a door.
I was waiting for Troy to say no, it's a door, because he usually says that whenever I use the word jar. There you go.
I open the door all the way open.
Sure.
What do I see?
The shed inside is dark. You can see a carpet of leaves and detritus cover the floor.
Flashlight? Lighter, sir. You had a lighter earlier. Just do that. I feel
it's called torch in Manchester.
I'm saying you have a lighter.
Did that's you also buy a
fucking
torch?
Stupid.
What? That,
I've always hated
the UK calls it a torch.
It's a torch.
It's a like, torch.
No, it's not. A torch is a piece of wood with flame on it.
There's a whole Eddie
that you hold upward.
There's an entire Eddie Izzard bit about this, and it's fantastic. Go watch it.
I just assumed you'd pop
it. You see hedge clippers, pick, saw, wheelbarrow, rakes, shovels.
Bloody axe.
Spot hidden.
Ooh.
Don't remember what that number is.
Success. If this was DG, it'd be crit.
Well, it's not. So go fuck yourself.
Just saying. It's 33 out of 35.
Thinking about an axe, you see a spot where an axe probably would have hung at one point, but there is no axe there. Mm. It's not quite as bad as my dad's old shop where he actually traced the outline of his tools.
I was kind of going to ask that. Like, is there like dust, heavy dust? Yeah, that's just a missing.
That's what I was imagining was the heavy dust, and there's just an outline.
My dad doesn't do that anymore.
He traced his tool, and someone wrote axe on it. Axe is missing. Weird.
It's the only piece.
Like some shit out of Treehouse of Horror. But no, otherwise it just looks like a spooky shed.
Are there any other tools that could be used as weapons in here?
All of them.
I mean,
any hidden doors in the floor?
The pitchfork rakes, is missing.
Is the floor, is the ground, is it dirt floor?
I would presume so. It doesn't specify, but I would presume so.
Any strange outcroppings that appear to have been dug at all inside the floor?
No.
No, nothing weird like that.
Nope.
It
says behind closed doors, and this is not one of them. So,
it's very it's much an open door. It was a jar.
A jar. It was open.
When is a door not a jar?
When it's still a door.
When it's a wall.
A window.
I enter the back door instead of the front door.
Is this another butt sex joke?
Nope.
Okay.
I have keys to both sides. I just
do we follow him through the back door, or do we not do that?
The house itself is silent, shuttered, and brooding, cobwebbed by ivy, masked by trees, and caressed by the wind. It is large and well constructed, but
is this a house or a statuesque woman?
Yes.
It's a brick house.
But from the outside, you get the sense that the house is
tilted,
crooked.
It's mighty, mighty.
It's like,
is there a crack running up? It's in the middle of it.
Not that you can see. You can inspect the foundation or whatever if you like.
It's a Tim Burton house.
It is have two stories with doors front and back. The front door is atop a short flight of steps. If you're going to the back door, you're going to have to go through the massive overgrown garden.
I was
going to...
Where are my manners? Does anyone want to walk through the garden?
Is anyone... No. I was going to... Yeah, let's go through the front door.
I'm curious about
feel
the
free
myself.
To go. I'm not joining you.
Here's the key to the back door. I'll enter the garden.
You do notice two other things that are sort of important that aren't necessarily visible on the map. There are two... wooden hatches in the ground. One in the front right of the house and one in the back left of the house.
As so, if to denote into a, like a cellar or so basement.
Right. Cellar or cellars.
You would all know that it is either a cellar entrance, or it would not be unusual, obviously, for the day and time for this to be like a coal chute or a wood chute.
Mm. Sure.
If you were dropping things into the basement to heat the home.
Yeah. One of them could be a cellar entrance, cellar.
A chute. Cellar's probably in the back.
Are they roughly the same size?
Anybody have a track roll?
Track?
Yeah.
I got 20.
A track, a 10.
I have a 10. You got a 20?
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
10 as well.
I got a 15, but that's not too... I fail.
No.
Nope.
Wait.
Almost quadruple.
I got a 15. I could spend 5. and give us a 10, unless you passed.
Zero.
If you want to spend 5 to succeed, you can.
Oh, that's 100.
That's a massive failure. I will spend 5.
That is a massive failure.
To get a pass.
I'm so proud of myself.
Sure. You rolled 100?
I did.
Perfect.
He spent 5 luck to succeed.
Yeah, no, I will get to that.
Yeah, he wants to do the bad stuff first.
I want to think about the bad stuff first. No, no, no.
Stop fucking up.
No, no, you have to
embrace
create,
the fail.
You have to create suspense, Lucas. So I will get to the pass, but first, I'd like you to make a dex roll.
Sorry, it's been like 4 months since I ran Call of Cthulhu. Go ahead.
To see what happens to the beautiful, beautiful Dave Masters.
Well, that had another die. I'm going to go with it anyway. Failure.
Okay, perfect.
I want to see.
What you do notice is that there are...
gopher holes.
Hallmarks. There are... tire tracks. So yes, somebody backed up and dumped coal or wood or something into
something
it.
Was dumped down this chute.
One of the hatches you notice has a hole in it through which protrude some odd looking vines. They don't look supernatural.
They don't look supernatural?
They're just odd that they're there.
Yeah. Mm.
Look like that.
As you're bending down to look at this,
oh, no.
Alex, oh, hey, you know, and he then proceeds to trip on a log. And because he failed his dex check, he falls through the doors to the cellar.
Yes.
And takes 3 points of damage.
Ooh.
As he lands on a giant pile of wood about, I don't know, 7 feet down.
What's your total HP?
15.
15. Oh, you're fine.
Plus 16.
I'm so fine. You sort of drop it. Ah,
we can
fuck!
We can wrap a bandage around it, but that sucks.
What's your first aid?
30, which okay. I did succeed earlier on, like a 20-something.
I got a 50.
Ooh, you should.
You're better.
You should rub.
You have to get down the hole, but you're better.
Yeah.
Well, he fell down the chute. We can go into the cellar.
Sorry, I think I misspoke. It said two doors. There are not two. I think I said two separate hatches. Already.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one hatch with two.
Okay, swing doors. Swing doors.
Oh, it's a swing doors.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So we're at the back door still.
Though. It says coal or wood would go in it, and for a second I was like, do they have two separate hatches for coal and wood? And then it said two doors. I'm like, ah. They
are we in the right region? Is it the backside of the house?
No, it would still be in the backside.
Okay.
House.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
You fell down on a giant pile of wood. Somebody gotcha. Brings firewood here. They put it in the furnace. They heat the furnace.
Mm. Okay.
You are now laying in the wood cellar.
Splinters.
There is a door to your right that someone, or you know, there's a door. So you fell on the backside of the house. So there is a door to the south that would obviously lead into the cellar.
Can you see that?
Yeah. I mean, the wood would not be piled so high that someone couldn't open the door and get into it.
That and I just made a lighting. Hole in the hatch, apparently, so now there's light coming down.
General. It's dark down there.
Yeah, it's light. Not that dark. I mean, he fell. The sunlight of the day is still shining, you know what I mean? Oh, it's getting darker. It's a great mound of wood and sawdust. Do you have any sciences?
Let me check while he does his thing.
Yes, Lucas. I know you really want attention, but the focus is on Alex, who fell in the wood
no,
pile.
You play it. Go ahead.
I don't know if you've ever... If you've ever fallen on a pile of wood, though,
I
as
have.
Somebody who has, it's incredibly fucking uncomfortable.
No, it fucking sucks.
Because everything twists and turns, and you roll ankles. And...
Especially when it's really dry rotted.
Does anybody else have sciences?
I have astronomy.
Okay.
The stars tell me nothing. I do not.
Okay.
Wait, should it say science dash something?
It's far right. Science is the three nuns on mine.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, mine are all just none. So, no.
Okay.
Oh, so that's what you're talking about?
I'm going to assume
there it is.
So.
Yeah, there's... One on blank.
Nothing there.
Huh?
Nothing okay. there.
Down there in the hole, you could tell that there are more creeping vines that he saw poking up. You kind of crashed in, and there's more of them down here. It's musty and dank, and you can actually tell that there's like a decent puddle of wood or a decent puddle of water like under the wood. So it's one of those that like you get that lovely musty I have wood, I have detritus, I have water.
I know what you're
place.
Going for. Swampy bog smell.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Got it.
You are uncomfortable, have just like bruised ribs and twisted an ankle falling 6 or 7 feet into this pit, and it smells like shit. You're not having a good time.
My day could definitely be better right now.
You definitely should clean the wounds.
You didn't drive a forklift off the top of the ship.
Nothing got scraped. I'm wearing long sleeves and pants because that's the day and age, but...
Most it's just twists and hurts.
Mostly it's just I probably won't be walking very quickly for a little bit.
So what would you like to do?
Thuman, what? You have proof?
What?
So now I'm in this hole. Now there's a puddle of water. Is there...
Yeah, I can't read that.
Yeah. First part's hard.
Is there a clear path to the door?
Goats. I have proof.
Ah, this man flows goats. Huh?
Is there a clear path to the door, or is it
Yeah,
like...
you could reach the doors.
Got it. Well, then I guess that's the first thing I'll do is get out of the dark place that may possibly have horrible things with it and down there.
We'll open the doors from above to help.
What is left of the doors?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't crash through them. I can't climb up that way.
Well, we can at least give light.
I mean,
we'll go to the... He went down the chute.
Yeah, he fell in the chute.
Did, 7 feet
but there
down.
Are doors, or that was the
There
same.
Are doors, so the idea is that obviously they would pull up, they would open the storm doors, they would throw wood in, close the storm doors, and so someone who was feeding the furnace in the basement would have an interior door that they would pull the wood out,
gotcha.
Carry it into the furnace. So there are two doors into the basement.
That's what I was going to say. We go to open, because that would let light in, to open those doors, because you fell down the chute.
So you're going to attempt to open the doors into the house.
Whichever door I can get out of this basement.
Yeah, that would be the easiest set of doors. The other set of doors is 6 or 7 feet up in the air.
To the basement.
So you reach over and you go, because because it would make a better seal that way. They would probably push in.
I miss sliding doors. So much easier.
As you go to push them, there's no give. It's like you're leaning on a wall.
Ooh.
Like it just, you guys see him push and it's just like, you kind of take both hands.
Be like a strength maybe to push, to break
it's
it.
A wall.
So, well, I mean,
if stuff's falling or leaning up against the door. Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
How's your strength? What's it look like?
50.
You could roll
still
the 50.
Roll it.
You could
yeah.
roll your strength by 5.
You can
roll
still
the
50. Spend luck on these rolls.
I kind of want to see how bad it gets.
You roll it.
No.
That's an ought 5. Ought 5.
Never mind.
Or a 9.
It's
or is
a,
it 9?
I was like,
it's a 9. 9.
Sorry.
Ought it's 9. A 9.
So you guys see he gets a little bit of room, and he throws his shoulder into it, and you bounce off those doors.
Ooh.
They don't
even move. With an ought 9. Wow.
They don't, like, you hit them. You hit them real good.
They don't move. Budge at all.
Basically, you take
not
no
even
damage.
Not even, like,
no,
no
it doesn't look like there's any give in them whatsoever.
I call up to my associates. Seems I'm stuck down here till you guys can get me out.
Was there any...
How tall do you... What's your size?
Where the hell is that?
It's another stat.
85.
You're a big dude.
He's a big dude.
I am a big dude.
I mean, you could stand on top of the wood pile and put your arms up, and with their help, yeah, you could... It wouldn't be graceful, and it would be unpleasant, but you could do it.
Well,
we can get you up.
So is the basement.
Yeah, it's the basement is neither pleasant or graceful... Time.
Was there any rope or anything of the nature in the shed?
Luck roll? I mean, it's reasonable. I don't
know
why not. You didn't call anything, so.
Oh, because that's not how that works.
Oh, wait, there is a luck. Actually,
yeah,
luck
there
score.
Is a luck.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
A
that's
luck
why I was.
Score.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
Okay. No.
Yeah, you can't
not.
Spend luck.
Did anybody
want to
check the fiat?
Did we pack... The
are there thick vines in the garden
with rope?
I mean, I suppose
thick vines in the hole he's in.
Hey, I got 27 on that. There is rope in the fiat.
Hey, we got rope.
Hey, you're able to get out of the hole, but you are covered in mud. You are soaking wet. You've twisted an ankle and bruised a rib.
Take your stupid fucking rope.
You are like you would like nothing more than to take a shower. You're actually kind of shivering now.
But there's nothing other. You found nothing else down there other than a door that would not open.
Correct.
Yep.
It is a giant. I mean, it's a place where you would toss down wood. So the only thing down there is wood and a
yeah,
door to get into the basement.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be blocked off. That's weird. It shouldn't be blocked off from the inside.
Not my main focus right now.
So we're gonna go
you're
into the house.
With mud and
I
you
want
smell like that swampy bog.
Okay, now that we're outside and now that everybody's out, I want to look through the overgrown garden.
Okay.
I'm going to help him.
Appreciate that.
We got him out. We got him out. It's a team effort.
No, he means first aid.
Help him. No, oh, first aid? Aid will be him. I'm saying
better,
I was helping.
Do you have the better first aid?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
God, I'm rolling like shit.
No.
I think you can only attempt one first aid.
Yeah.
Only one person.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have helped, so.
That's all right. I'm just going to deal with
you
still this.
You got a lot of HP. You're okay.
But... You're fine. It's fine. When the star vampires show up, they'll barely suck your blood out.
They'll just sop it off the ground.
You're good, dude. No, I do want to look through the garden before we actually go inside the house, because you said it was overgrown.
Sure.
Yeah, seemingly takes up a lot of the area.
Is everyone looking in the garden?
At the back of the house?
Nothing plant-wise looks unnatural, just a lot of growth.
Not without rolls.
You need some botany or some natural world or something. But yeah, nothing
I have
looks...
natural world. A 10. Like everyone.
I have 20.
I also have a 10. Ooh, you got better than I do.
Still rolling really fucking
high. I got a 35, so no, I don't have that.
I got an ought 9.
On a
10,
you know, natural world or whatever 10. You need me to get.
Well, yeah, but it depends on what your score is, not what the
number
is.
What's the number on your board?
It's a 10.
Yeah, it's everyone so gets a 10 on natural.
9 out of 10.
Some of these, you don't necessarily know what they are, but definitely some of these plants, as you're walking around, look subtropical. They look very out of place.
They
for
look
a,
South American
for northern climes, especially in winter.
Are they successfully growing?
Oh yeah, God, like it's overgrown. Like you need to like you need a bush hog to get into the garden.
Is okay. In the shed, is there a
He said there were shears and a saw. Well,
shears, saw,
yeah.
Some
machete,
but
machete,
no axe.
Machete.
I don't think people would have a machete, like, because that's not a standard gardening tool.
Somebody who goes in fucking Amazon, fucking.
Yeah, but like, I'm thinking of gardening tools. Most of the time, you're gonna have shears. You would find something if you want to cut vines. You're probably not gonna find.
But I mean,
you could find
if he had a machete, he wouldn't keep it inside, most likely, unless it was like a some special
his favored machete.
Yeah, it would be in the tool shed.
You know, we
you don't
could
find
use
a machete because I feel like
axe.
You wouldn't have that, but you would find other tools. You'd find plenty of gardening tools. So
somebody who's been in the Amazon a few times might.
Right, but he doesn't do the gardening. He paid the gardener.
All right, fine. We take the shears. I fucking cut through.
No, you can.
What do I find?
It's fucking overgrown, is what you find. You keep finding more and more overgrown shit.
But it's stuff that is South American plant. It's South American.
Are you all
plants.
Investing the garden? Not all of it. Are you all investigating the garden with Lucas, or is this a one-man show?
I'd rather go in the front. I've had enough adventure for one day.
Fair. You fell, right. You fell down. I get you.
He took the front door key. He's like, I'm going inside.
Yeah, I'll give you the key. No problem.
Okay. Yep. You can go in the front door. So Alex is going in the front door. Dave Masters is going in the front door. Anybody else?
Anybody
care
to join me?
What is your preference?
I find not digging around in the vines.
Okay.
I didn't see anything weird. He's like, these are Southern plants. I'm like, I don't know much about them.
Go with it. Go with Dave then, and I'll go with fucking dumbass here.
Thank you, doctor.
The front door waits atop a short flight of steps. The door is carved oak, a fine brass knocker that is cold to the touch.
Knocker.
And it opens into a
what
hall.
Great knockers.
Giggity.
As you step inside the house,
for the record, we have opened how many closed doors now? At least one?
Depends on how you successfully open a door.
Yes.
One.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's the wood chute. The wood chute, too.
You sort of step
you
in.
You kind of fell through that.
It's open.
Successfully opened.
There's sort of an offset central hallway, almost. So you're like, you're stepping in, and like directly above you is sort of like a... All the way around, there's like an overhanging balcony for the second floor, so you've got some stairs going up just to your right. There's kind of an offset hallway, so you can kind of like step in and look and kind of step to the left, and you can see the back door, so it's not, you know, it's not quite straight across. There's also generally a hallway going to the left and going to the right, so you sort of have four cardinal directions. But you sort of open the door, you know, close it behind you, step in and kind of look around. And as you sort of step out into this spot where you could look up to the second floor in the balcony, you hear a sudden, almost maybe with the shutting of the door. Which one of you would have gone first? Who would have walked into the house first?
Guy with the key.
I assumed he would probably went first, but I'm very prone to being like, hello? I don't know why, but that was my thought. I'd walk and be like, hello?
So you step in a little bit further. You're a little farther down the hall. When he slams the door shut, not necessarily violently, but you're closing it with enough force to close the front door.
Yes.
Making sure that thing doesn't blow open
you
again.
You hear a little rattle above you and a decent chunk, like, I don't know, maybe a 6 to 8 inch chunk of plaster falls to the ground and shatters on the floor in front of you with a nice splash, like it's wet.
I can already tell this is going to be a very traumatic experience
for
me.
The inside of this place is like the Jumanji house after the jungle showed up.
At which point I like how you kind of go, hello? And then we'll cut back to the backyard. You guys are hacking through the underbrush?
Yes, I am, at least.
Again, you can see sort of some everything's overgrown. There's just kind of branches and stuff, things that don't look natural for this area. It's definitely unusual. Troy, make me a dex roll.
Hey, got it. By half.
So you're kind of looking around and you guys like start to follow a path and then you're like, well, maybe let's go over here. And as you start to go that way, you trip and you catch yourself, but you find that your foot perfectly caught a root that you swear wasn't there when you first walked down that path. Like you tripped on something that you didn't have to step over when you walked that way.
So that, yeah. I think we leave this stuff alone and go back to the front. This root was not here.
Is the root,
this is a tree root? Oak root?
Does it look like a freshly grown root or does it look like it?
No.
Yeah, like what?
Been there for forever.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. You cannot believe me. Would you like to continue walking through the garden?
Well, Bill Gulps, huh? See you later.
Troy turns around and heads towards the house.
Oh, go to the house. Fuck.
I'm brave with a partner.
The gentleman in the house. Again, you kind of have... to the you back have upstairs door. And... you're going to go to the back door?
Well, it's the closest door.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I have the key, it's fine.
I thought the back door was covered by that's why we're hacking through the garden.
Well, I think was hacking through the garden playing Dr. Livingston.
I was trying to see what was in the garden.
Oh, what the fuck are we doing that for?
Because it's an area we haven't looked at.
Oh, my God. I snatch the key from him and go in the back door.
Because I play too much Skyrim. I want to see everything.
You do have to clear some vines and stuff, but it's not nearly as bad as this asshole going through the brush.
And no mystery routes.
Also been playing Starfield recently.
You have a hallway to the west. You have a hallway to the east. You could go upstairs. There are also, like, there are two doors to your left very visibly. Looking the other way, there are three doors to your right.
You want
to
check the hallway for a restroom or a wash area?
I do.
Okay. So
which way you want to go? Because there's lots of hallways.
Well, do we want to just walk down the line? I know we have the hallways and such, but with the doors, I'm trying to remember where all the doors were.
You have two doors to your immediate left, and you have three doors down a short hallway to your immediate right, and the hallway to your right turns at a 90-degree angle to the left.
Okay, just open those first two doors on our left. Just open and see what's in there. Not search around a whole lot. We're trying to find a restroom.
I would like the mud off, please.
Yes. So what is the first immediate door on our left?
Okay. You open the first immediate door on your left. And you open up into a large room that is a... it looks like a massive library.
Is it missing quite a few books?
There are many gaps in the shelves.
Okay. So we found the library.
Come back to that later.
We can come back to that later.
You get the smell of mold and mildew.
Oh, for sure.
You can definitely see water damage on the walls and the ceiling.
Yeah, probably going to shut this door because that smell is going to not be fun to deal with anyway.
Okay.
I hope there's not black mold in here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all black. It's all black mold.
This mold is only one color, and it's Vanta black.
And it's growing.
And it's growing, yes. The next door to that.
Who's opening? You open the door?
Yeah, I open the library door. It's like, cool, we're going to deal with this later and just shut that door. And like, next door.
Roll Sam.
Awesome. Where's my 50? Fail. 78.
He screams. He opens the door and goes, ah! How do you react?
Is everything okay? I just turn to him and ask if he's all right. I do not go to look.
At this point, Dr. Delacroix opens the door and hears him scream directly in front of you.
It matches the one from the library.
It is girlish. Ah!
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Does he see us from where he is? Because he's back door. Okay.
The way he's opening, he can kind of see you just off to the side.
Gotcha.
You as you swing open the door, you see like an overcoat holding something above you come at you. In which case, you've pulled the door open so hard that the coat and umbrella and a couple other things come crashing down on top of you.
It's fine. It's closet.
We'll just call it one sand.
Yeah. Okay. It just came at me. I was scared. Okay.
Please nobody tell anybody that I scream like that.
That's accepted. Such
the only one that hasn't heard at this point is Harry.
I really
so, Troy, Dr. Delacroix is now in here. So whatever you'd like to do as well.
Yeah, from your
Hello.
Big old piece of plaster splats on the floor.
Oh, what do I see as I open the door?
You see him apparently covered in an overcoat and maybe a couple of umbrellas that fell out of a closet.
Do they feel mucky and gross also?
They feel, you know how when you pull your clothes like out of the dryer and you put them on? Yeah, they feel like that when they didn't get dry. They got kind of dry, but not real dry. And you're like, man, I feel awful.
Why is everything in here wet?
I was going to say, do you want to at least swap out stuff if it fits? It might be slightly better.
I have a distinct feeling any clothes I could find here would be like if you dipped your clothes in a river.
Yeah.
You're dry and you decide to put them on. Yeah. I am already.
Yeah. And plus, you don't know what you could be inhaling with the clothing.
So there's a hallway to the east and a hallway to the west. If they inform you.
There's also stairwells.
And there is one stairwell going up to the second floor. If they inform you, Troy, you would know that the two doors to the west that are obviously seen are a cloakroom and a library. Now, you came in from the other direction, so you got a slightly different angle. You can see the hallway to the west. There are two doors towards that hallway, a door on the north side and a door on the south side. From their angle, they would have just now gotten to it because you're coming in from the north. They came up from the south.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to describe. If I had more time, I would have set this up on a map so I could reveal it. But the hallways are offset. So the hallway to the west is farther north, so you would see that before they would.
I have a distinct feeling I'm not going to be able to get dry at all until we leave this state.
It's probably accurate.
I would have just said, I don't feel a distinct feeling. I will not get dry at all.
Harold comes in and closes the door. Another piece of plaster falls off the wall.
So the plaster is wet?
Yes.
This whole house is wet.
Everything is wet. When was the last time it rained here?
Roll meteorology.
I have astronomy.
Not quite the same.
Well, you hear a loud thunderclap. The last time it rained is now.
Neat. But it wasn't raining when we walked in.
Krakoom! Lightning flash.
I will go to the north door on the west side.
Okay. It is a little bit closer to you, so it would be easier to go. The one on the south side is all the way at the end of the hall. You open up on a large area, like a really decent sized room, like probably a 20 by 20 room. It's longer than it is wide, so maybe like 24 by 16 or something. It's a good sized room. And it is it is completely devoid of furnishings, with a polished wooden floor. You can see water damage all around the edges of the walls. Int roll.
Got it.
Dance floor, formal parlor.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Something like that.
Is there nothing's on the walls?
Nope.
Not even like a mirror, wall sconce.
Nope. A lot of the walls are. You are in the northwest corner of the house, so there are a couple of windows that are shuttered. So they're not letting in a lot of light.
No light fixtures?
I'm trying to remember if there are light fixtures.
Or I'm a like a chandelier or a
large
dance
window.
Floor? Yeah, even a big window.
No, there are no big windows.
Lots this is where the rituals happen.
Yeah,
lots of stand
lamps. A pentagram on the floor.
I do think that there are lamps, but let me look. Not in this room. This room is bare. But I do think there is electricity in the house. Let me look.
Electricity and water.
But like literally, not
it's
a.
It's just a bare room.
Okay.
Wait, there's bears in the room?
Big bare room.
That is weird.
Yes.
No furniture, no nothing. That's a big fucking space.
So this is where it was kept.
The floors are nicer than the other floors?
Yeah. No, this is definitely like polished dance floor, like bowling alley floor. Like at one point, this would have been a very, very nice, heavily lacquered floor.
I want to go stomping around the floor and
look for a hollow space for a trapdoor. Yeah, that was the thing of the same fucking thing.
No, it like as you're bang, 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 bang. It's the floor is remarkably solid given the water damage. You're not finding anything. It's a good idea.
No windows.
No, three windows.
Okay.
They're just shuttered closed.
No wall sconces. No, like no lighting.
I will unshutter the windows.
Is there any? Are there any other?
You see the thunder snow outside.
Thunder lightning snow.
Perfect. Well, I haven't decided. Thunder snow is a real thing.
Yes.
I also wanted to go with the rain that's somewhat described in the book, but the fact that it wouldn't rain. I like the idea that you're being thunder snowed on.
There's actually a really good Lewis Black bit about this. Just, it's fantastic. I imagine the prophets would have told us if they saw snow with lightning behind it. After they shit their pants, they would have written about it.
But yeah, at this point you are using your hand torches. You scouse son of a bitch.
There are no other doors in this room.
Nope.
At fucking all.
That's what I said.
It's a dead end, empty space. A massive dead end, empty space.
Yeah, it was clearly a ballroom or a place for ritual sacrifice. What do you want from me?
The answers?
Do these rooms have placards on the outside stating what they are? Aw, maybe.
Oh, that makes sense. It's a hall of sacrifice.
Hall of sacrifice.
I want a sex room.
Is that French?
Feel on the inner two walls for movement, trapdoor, something. Nothing. Buttons.
No. The inner two walls are actually the two hallways. So, I mean, you're not going to see any swiveling Scooby-Doo type shit.
Okay.
It's literally the corner of the room, and its east wall is the hallway, and its south wall is the hallway. It does not share any other areas.
Okay.
Occult?
Huh?
Any kind of, like, occult role for, like, weird? I don't know.
It's a great place to have human sacrifice or ballroom dancing.
Like, there's no scuffs on the floor at all.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no,
nothing,
I mean,
it's
a scuffed up floor.
But it is.
And I've been forgotten, I've been married a long time ago.
The scuffs are given like you're doing the electric slide, not like a sacrifice.
Yes, the electric slide about 60 years early.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's electric.
It's the candlelight slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next room.
It's the direct current slide.
You're still sliding to the left.
It's dangerous and you gotta. And you
before
gotta
you help. Slide to the right.
You gotta have a power station every like mile because it fucking sucks as a power source. Mm-hmm. Where'd you like to go?
What other doors were in our area?
There was another door at the end of the hall.
Okay.
You open it up and it's another sort of like, it's more access to the library. The library is big and kind of a jagged L shape.
Do we find the book that was...
I don't know. He looked and said, we'll look at it later and then close the door. So.
There's mold on everything, apparently.
There's a decent bit of mold and moisture.
Not orientated in this house.
Yeah, but there was a book taken out from the library.
No, I know that. Just
he's trying to figure out a layout in his mind.
I feel the house is wide. Like and
the house is wide.
Yes.
Is it what, two stories?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hand me the freaking thing and I'll draw it since Troy needs to see the house.
What thing?
My thing with my dry erase up there.
Yeah.
That helpful? I made sure to make the Hall of Sacrifice on there.
Sacrifice.
Well, that's not scary at all.
Are those supposed to be stairs?
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
The little lines, yeah.
Yeah. Stairs.
Haven't you ever seen a map? Run a game.
Eat a dick.
Already have. Next challenge.
Wait a minute. What?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Back up.
Eat a beach full of dicks.
Holy shit.
I didn't know that was used as a measurement metric.
A beach?
A beach is a measurement now.
Go watch Suicide Squad.
One bag beach. That's the way it goes. Does that help you now? You feel better?
Yeah, it's helpful. Okay.
You do not find that book. You find a lot of other books. There's other things you can look at.
Well, we're on the main floor, right? So that's fine. What other weird books do we find? Is there a role for that?
Int or library use?
I can roll int. Everybody else has a better library use than I do.
I got it by half.
I got an library. 8 on int.
Okay.
Which in my library use is a 20.
Spot hidden with a bonus die, Lucas.
Spot hidden with a bonus die?
Yes, that's what I said. The library use, you realize that there's a lot of different literature.
Mm-hmm.
Literally nothing about South America.
The tense place, right?
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Sorry.
I got a fifth pass on an int.
I'm waiting to see what he does with his bonus die.
Success.
You see in one of the walls a weird knot hole that seems to be bulging out of the paneling. Dex roll.
Dex roll?
It bites you.
Huh?
Nothing. You'll hear it later.
Well, no, you can play your character.
No. I was making meta commentary.
Yes.
That's why I'm way the bit held back here while I'm talking about it.
Success. If it was DG, it'd be an extreme.
That still not DG.
44 out of 56.
Listen rolls by everybody.
Who?
But me.
You're doing something.
Pass. Nope, I don't hear it.
Oh, there it is. I'm still getting used to the sheet.
These ones are nice because they're alphabetical.
There's a... Those of you who pass the listen roll, you hear a kind of a hollow thud or crash somewhere else in the house.
Like a navigate to figure that out? Like, what's...
It's definitely... You're in the far, like, southwest corner. It's mm-hmm. definitely east of you, but upper floor, lower floor, you're not quite sure.
Okay. Mm. What happens when I push the knot?
The knot comes out.
Does it open a secret door?
It does not.
Oh.
You find a tubular hollow behind it in which a yellowed piece of paper is stuffed.
What's
stuffed? It's yellowed paper that has cramped handwriting on it. The most legible bit of it is that it's signed for by A, or it's signed A.C.
A.C.
Arthur Crenshaw. Crenshaw, maybe.
Cornway?
Or Cornwright. It could, wouldn't.
What was his first name? Was it Arthur?
What was the first guy? There was the first dude that disappeared. Dad was A.C. And this guy is something C.
Yeah, both Arthur.
Both Arthur?
Yeah.
So that's Arthur so Crenshaw and Arthur. Is it the same dude?
Cornwraith.
That's why I asked for age.
Yeah.
But if it was 30 years ago and this guy was only about 30 or 40, not mm-hmm. the same dude, but...
Maybe the same dude.
Could be. Well, yeah.
Timey-wimey gets a little weird when the elder gods are involved.
It's fairly illegible because it is wet, but you're finding things that says something about crouching in the dark, comforted by the nearness of the blade, slick with the red. It puts its finger in its mouth to lick, spat, sightless in the dark. It listens.
Dr. Dad, does any of this mean anything to you?
It chuckles. It will not find it. Psychology roll for anyone who has psychology if he's going through this.
Nope. No.
Ought to.
This is written by someone who's incredibly schizophrenic and is losing their fucking mind.
But we don't know who it was written by.
AC.
Probably the first one since it's talking about the DC. Blade. Even in the story, it was
Arthur.
Arthur? Arthur? It was Arthur Crenshaw or something like that. Yeah, there's two of those. And then the one that we're investigating is Arthur Cornthwaite. Dude.
Oh. To our AC.
Can we determine how old the writing is with that role? Like...
carbon dating.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, is it more yellowed? Is it kind of newer paper? Like, what?
It's old.
And it was stuffed inside of nasty wet walls. It's not going to be very easy.
Don't fucking help the DM.
I'm not. I'm pointing out stuff that's thought.
I also don't think you can carbon date anything until after a nuclear explosion.
It's not carbon dating.
No.
It's just a guesstimation.
You can't carbon date non-carbon things. Like, you can carbon date life forms. Nothing else.
Anything that's carbon based, you can carbon date.
Yeah.
So basically, anything that is a base of carbon, they're measuring the amount of half life it's had. So it doesn't need to be nuclear.
Well, so for some reason, I thought that they couldn't carbon date.
But still, like, you should be able to tell if it's.
Because it's just like film. Film's all fucked up now because of nuclear explosions.
Even if it's wet,
the guys at Kodak knew that they were doing nuclear testing because it fucked up a bunch of their film. Because they were like, "This film used to work, and now it doesn't." And they're like, "Eh, don't tell anybody about
it." But even if it's been wet, you should be able to tell whether or not it's from the 1800s or the 1900s.
Well, if it's not dated, it's just handwriting.
Not in the span of 30 years, I doubt it.
No, that's basically close together, and it's handwriting.
You would think it would be not recent, but you have no proof of that.
Fuck. Okay.
We just know that one of the ACs was losing their mind. Probably both.
No, I think all of them have.
Anyway, we have found secret not.
Can I roll
cool.
Cthulhu Mythos on the language?
Sure.
Not been rolling great tonight, so. Let's see what happens, guys.
Averages.
Nope.
How bad is it? Can you spend luck?
No.
Okay. Nobody
has much luck.
Okay. Yeah.
It was 30 plus.
Just a thought.
Should we explore more rooms? Train
we've only
along.
Explored. Maybe half.
I got a fifth success on an intelligence roll before all of that.
Nothing unusual about any of the books or anything. Nothing, especially with your background, you would know if anything super occulty. You're not seeing Dave Irmus Mysterious. You're not seeing any. You're not seeing the Golden Bough. You're not seeing anything by John Dee. No Necronomicon.
I'm finding the secret.
I've been hiding.
Just saying.
It's under my skin.
Side question. Did we find the book that was taken from the library?
No.
Okay. I thought that was covered, but...
Nope.
Just
good call.
That's what
my role got.
Go out. We heard a noise off to the east, but before that, was the closet actually, like, inspected? Just coats fell on somebody?
Yeah.
Can we actually, like...
Sure. You can look around the closet.
Look around.
It's wet and gross.
Okay. Nothing else in there?
This whole house is wet.
It is very... wet.
Do we want to check those other doors before we go upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like two of them might go in the same room, maybe. Mm. But we don't know until we look.
Let's start with those two, then.
Is it, like, dripping water through, like, the ceiling from the rain? Like, what's going on?
Hard to tell.
It's just wet inside.
It's just, it's real damp.
My meta thought is the house is alive, and we're inside of a creature.
Oh, cool. Burn it.
I mean, I said that at the very beginning, before we even...
Let's walk out and burn it. Fuck it.
Burn it was...
Meta note, burn it down.
Burn it down. He goes, meta note, burn it down, which I wasn't against, but once we got
in
here...
I'm not against it either.
And we didn't really think wet when we looked outside.
No, not at all.
It looked like a weird house with
but
round
a garden
crack
that
in the
is
middle.
Weird, so.
But now we're inside the cracked hole, and it's like, what the hell?
So you going in Istar?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's walk outside and burn it down. My assumption is we're inside of a living thing.
Cool, let's fuck it. Burn it down.
I don't know if you've ever seen
it.
Burn it down.
What'd you say the first time?
Yeah.
Said, fuck it, burn it down.
That's what he does. That's his order of things.
Bad combination.
His order of operations.
He fucks it, then he burns it.
Because you said, let's fuck it, burn it down. What?
I don't know. If we're following haunted house rules, it'll just heal unless we kill its heart.
You see...
don't help the DM.
You see this is a study.
What's the study, is it?
Small lamp... maybe an easy chair, roll top desk, some papers. There is a book sitting on top of the roll top desk.
What is the book?
The Missing People, the Tribe That the Jungle Swallowed by Thomas Pratt.